Cold Lake. In the midst of the biting cold weather that has blanketed Cold Lake, the John Howard Society's services are proving to be a crucial refuge for those without a place to call home. With temperatures plummeting in the minus 50 C range with the wind chill, and harsh winter conditions setting in, the shelter has opened its doors to anyone seeking warmth. Program manager Leona Heisler shares insights into the nonprofit's commitment to providing shelter and support during extreme weather conditions. The shelter's open door policy ensures that no one is left out in the cold. They just come in, it's kind of a first come, first serve, but in this weather, we don't turn anybody away, says Heisler. The surge in demand during extreme weather poses challenges in maintaining an orderly and comfortable environment within the shelter. Despite facing slight overcrowding, the John Howard Society remains committed to addressing the needs of those in need. We have been having people sleep by the door, in the boot room, and by the entrance. There are benches there, says Heisler. In instances where a person's behavior becomes uncontrollable or if the shelter becomes over capacity, rather than leaving individuals outside in the cold, the shelter contacts local police for an appropriate resolution. Heisler explains the shelter's mission and its compassionate approach, stating, "We are harm reduction, so they don't have to be sober to come in here. They can't use on-site, but as long as you are keeping the peace, you can stay here even if you are intoxicated." Heisler notes that the behavior of the individuals staying at the shelter hasn't been as challenging as in previous instances, attributing this change to the cold weather conditions. When it's cold like this, usually they are pretty tired. Heisler adds that the community's response to the extreme weather conditions has been appreciated, with an outpouring of support in the form of donations. "We've had a lot of donations in the last couple of days with the cold weather. Some cold weather gear, those hand warmer things, and lots of calls with people donating, so it's been really good." Despite the support, the shelter emphasizes a continued need for winter gear and welcomes community involvement. "We don't want to become a secondhand store, but right now we could use winter gear.